talking about something we all feel, but rarely slow down enough to name. A digital detox and logging off to tune in. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. If not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 13th episode, Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adiga, your host. I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. But this episode isn't about deleting all your apps forever. It's about the power of pausing, taking even just a weekend away from social media, and realizing what comes back when you do. Your focus, your sleep, and your sense of self. If you've been overstimulated, emotionally foggy, or just stuck in scroll mode, this episode is for you. Because let's be honest, we are always on some sort of device. Notifications popping up, group chats buzzing, and sometimes it feels like we're infinitely scrolling and refreshing. Even when we're not actively doing something, we're consuming. And this constant digital presence, it comes with the cost. Think about it. When was the last time you woke up and didn't check your phone first thing? When was the last time you went to sleep without a screen 2 inches from your face? And when was the last time you sat with your own thoughts without music, TikTok, or texts in the background? We've been uncomfortable with stillness, and it's hurting us more than we realize. So let's talk about dopamine. While dopamine is a feel-good chemical in our brain, it motivates us, gives us pleasure, keeps us chasing things that feel rewarding. Social media hijacks that system, though. Every like, every notification, every viral video, it gives you a dopamine hit. And just like with sugar or caffeine, the more you get, the more you need. So we keep scrolling. Over time, your brain becomes overstimulated. You start to feel foggy, anxious, numb, and restless, even when nothing is wrong. And that's dopamine burnout. And a digital detox? Well, that's how we reset. Well, going off of that, let's try to understand why we feel so tired sometimes. Let's talk about sleep. We already know blue light affects melatonin, the hormone that helps us sleep. But it's not just the light, it's the mental stimulation. Scrolling TikTok before bed keeps your brain alert. Checking messages in the middle of the night triggers cortisol, your stress hormone. And even when seeing a certain DM or post, that can spiral you into a rabbit hole of overthinking. So no wonder we're tired but wired. No wonder we wake up already exhausted. Logging off just for one night can literally change your sleep. Try this. Turn your phone off an hour before bed. Read, journal, lay in silence, and let your mind land. Because on social media, we see so much about our self-image. Also, what the algorithm does to our self-worth. How much of our self-worth is really influenced by the social media algorithm? How often have you posted something, didn't get enough likes, and deleted it? Compared your body, your outfits, your entire life to a stranger online? Scrolled past a highlight reel and thought that you were behind? Social media creates an illusion of perfection. It gives us edited versions of reality. Filtered, curated, and cropped, and then we internalize it like it is reality. We start to measure our value in aesthetic, engagement, and whether we're on trend. But when you log off just for a day or two, you start to see yourself without comparison, and you remember that you do exist beyond the screen. So what actually happens when you do a digital detox? Well, I'd done it just for a weekend, and there are a few things that had changed. I noticed that my brain felt quieter, and I reached for a book instead of a screen and actually finished that book. I noticed things like birds, the shape of the clouds, and the way the sun hit my window. And I spent time with people and not just next to them. And most of all, I felt like I came back to myself. When we're constantly connected to everyone else, we lose touch with our own voice. And logging off helps you hear it again. So how should you try to do a digital detox? Because maybe you're listening and thinking that you do want to do it, but deleting everything does sound terrifying. And that makes sense. You don't have to go cold turkey. Here are 5 ways to do a gentle detox. 1. Start with a screen-free morning. No phone for the first hour after you wake up. Just exist. 2. Pick a weekend. Delete your most used app from Friday night to Sunday night. Journal what changes. 3. Grayscale your screen. It makes apps less visually addictive, and it's weirdly effective. 4. Replace. Don't only remove. Instead of just not scrolling, add something good for you. A walk, stretching, a phone call, maybe a playlist as well. 5. Turn off push notifications. Now this one can seriously change your entire relationship with your phone. So when you tune out of the digital noise, you create space to tune in to what really matters. So ask yourself, what am I thinking about when no one's watching? What do I do for joy, not likes? What do I actually need right now? Digital detoxing isn't about being anti-social media. It's about reclaiming your attention, because your focus is precious, and your peace is sacred. There was a time last year when I would constantly refresh social media and even my email constantly, and my screen time was pretty high, and I noticed that my sleep wasn't that good, and my brain felt loud all the time. So I logged off for just 48 hours. No posts, no texts, and no scrolling over a vacation. And honestly, the silence was awkward at first. I didn't know what to do with it. But then I started noticing things I'd been too busy to see. I felt more present. I called a friend just to talk, and I remembered how good it felt to sit in stillness. And now I try to detox every couple weeks, even if it's just for a day. It resets my mind, and it reconnects me with me. Let's wrap this up with a reminder. Your mind was not built for infinite scroll. Your heart wasn't made to measure love and likes. And your peace doesn't live inside an algorithm. You deserve breaks. You deserve to tune back in. And you deserve to hear your own thoughts without the background noise. So maybe this weekend you log off, even for just 24 hours, and see what comes back when the world gets quiet. Thank you for sharing this space with me. If this episode gave you a little clarity or courage, don't be afraid to power off. And let's normalize pausing together. Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode, Keep Calm and Mental Health On, can be found on Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about summer FOMO and how you're not missing out on yourself. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity, this is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.